USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 confirmed COVID-19 infections in one day. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says mandatory restrictions seem to be working.
We put a mask order in place 3 weeks ago, and so we've seen significant adherence to that out in the community. The county put a mask ordinance in over 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, that, I believe, is starting to show positive results. We're seeing a flattening out in the number of those cases.
The pandemic has become a crisis in Texas. The death rate is hitting new highs. On Friday, 174 people died, a new record for the state. One South Texas health official is now sounding the alarm.
Oh my God, now we're losing 30, 35 people a day.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Confederate flags can no longer be at any military installations. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
The Defense Department has effectively banned Confederate flags at military installations. The memo doesn't mention the word Confederate. However, it specifies all of the flags that can be displayed, including the U.S. flag, approved civilian flags, and the flags of the service branches. The Marine Corps and Navy recently banned the Confederate flag at their facilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Activist and Georgia Congressman John Lewis has died at age 80. Lewis was part of hundreds of protesters that marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, demanding an end to discrimination of voter registrations. They got to the Edmund Pettus Bridge when they were stopped and beaten by law enforcement. It was known as Bloody Sunday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Lewis an American hero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A federal judge in Maryland ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on Friday. Since President Trump began his efforts to terminate the program in 2017, the government hasn't accepted any new applications. The Trump administration has allowed existing DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, to continue to receive the protections. Last month, though, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's attempts to terminate DACA was arbitrary and capricious, as well as unconstitutional. The judge said the Trump administration must enforce DACA according to its status before they can make efforts to terminate it. The organization that sued to enforce DACA, CASA, said this on Twitter. This DACA decision reaffirms what we know. The Trump administration's heartless attempt to terminate the DACA program was illegal, and they must immediately begin accepting new DACA applications. President Barack Obama started the DACA program with an executive order in 2012 in an effort to provide temporary relief from deportation for children brought to the U.S. by undocumented parents. It also allows them to work and go to school in the U.S. without risk of being sent back to the country of their birth. The president sought to end the program in favor of allowing Congress to pass its own immigration reform, but that failed. Listen to the news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.